You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Reg, Weebum, featuring XV.
And we are featuring XV on your special early Thanksgiving week, RFC. I am JD, hosting yet again.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Yes, so, it's bash on Kilby.
Yeah, Kilby has this thing called work and a life. So we've got John DeLuna here. We've got Amy. We've got XV. And we've got Christmas Feely.
What's up, guys?
Yay.
How's it going?
Fresh off of working his fingers bloody to do the almanac addendum. So I'm sure we'll talk about that for a second. This is going to be a very short, quick show. Yes. So we don't really have anything to talk about because we just did a show like 4 days ago, not quite a week ago. So anyway.
Longer for me.
It's been longer for Amy. Amy, you've been like...
I'm gone for 2 weeks.
You've been MIA for a little while. Is it me? It seems like it's me because it's like... I started hosting for, and then you were gone. I just don't know.
Yeah. I got sick and I lost my voice, so I couldn't very well podcast with no voice.
Ooh.
And then
what you do is you go buy a magnadoodle and you just write it out and hold it up to the camera.
Yeah. It'd be like Snake Eyes, right?
You know, it's like $5 at Kmart.
Oh, gosh. And then the next week after that, I had family visiting, so I couldn't then. So, yeah, I'm back. Yay.
Right on. Okay, very cool. Well, there's news-ish, some bits and pieces. We're going to paste it together into a show thing. So, what's this first thing? Make Toys Battle Tanker with first edition exclusive sword pre-orders. What the heck is that?
I have no idea.
It's that thing, and it comes with a sword in the first edition or something. I don't know.
So it's third party.
It's $100.
Yeah. So this is the add-on kit for the G2 Classics Prime, right?
Oh,
yeah,
that's okay.
Prime. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's anime-tastic if you look at it.
Man, it does. It's
is that picture that's at the bottom?
Straight out of Gundam. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this is
bunch of random guns everywhere.
Missiles. Tons of missiles, more missiles.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Optimus Prime's Gone Fire Convoy.
Almost that or Heavy Arms. Holy crap.
Is that like a Lego hat or something on top?
No, it's the I can see where you would get that. No, it's the tanker trailer for the G2.
The design launcher from the top.
It just looked Lego-ish for me.
Yeah, because the two round.
What is this going on? I am so not paying attention to any third party stuff at all. Yeah. At the minute.
There's a ton of it all.
I
don't support it anyway. I'm not going to get into any kind of rant. I'm not going to start on it. I don't support it. But the AllSpark moved it all off to a sub forum, and I was like, I can safely ignore it. So I don't know what's what at all anymore, and I don't care. But you know,
I don't know what it says that at this point. It can warrant a forum.
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's really taken off in a way. I mean, it's, you know, I remember back in the day when Hasbro made toys. Those were the days.
Remember that?
Speaking of which, Hasbro's toys did start to hit the stores this past week.
Like first edition RC and Bumblebee, I think.
Yeah, we talked about those toys last week, but I think since then those figures have actually started to hit stores. Right next to John, in fact.
Yeah, how about that? Like the first sighting was down the street.
Yeah, I know.
I missed it.
When I saw that, I was like, Texas and Oklahoma are very close. Perhaps there are some out there. And I looked at my wife and she looked at me and went, no. Darn. Okay.
Well, at least you guys have them.
This is true. You guys
don't
know what to
do. The rest of your bike.
You guys will get like one or two of them in a year or so.
Man, I don't even. I literally have no idea what to expect with the Prime toys at all. Because, I mean, I'm really behind on them. I thought that this first edition thing was just like one wave. And then they was going to roll out like properly with it. With yeah, but there's like what, two or three waves, and there's going to be a different mold of cliff jumper whenever it gets its proper rollout wave. It's under with the robots in disguise tag on it, and man, so I don't know what to. I don't know. I lost the thread somewhere along the way. I just totally fell out of the.
Yeah, really, it was, I mean, that was kind of out of the blue with the whole first edition. I mean, there was...
Well, I think it was explained at BotCon. You know, the first few Transformers Prime Toys were supposed to be rolled into generations, and then they decided to do a whole line unto itself, so they spun it out. That's what became first edition, and I guess they added stuff onto it after that point. I'm not really sure, but there sure is a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, for a first edition... First edition conjures up the idea of something small to begin with, some one singular wave to kick things off, but
or
they're
even
like
one item.
Yeah, but they're like, well, they're at least five separate deluxes, six deluxes maybe even, and then like a couple of Voyagers across two or three waves.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a preview, guys. That's just
no, that's start. That's like half a year of Beast Wars. Yeah.
Just start doing this stuff.
And, yeah.
And bring it out over here.
Yeah,
I mean, the word is what this preview stuff is Toys R Us exclusive or something, is it?
Well, it's not so much Toys R Us exclusive. It's more
it's
of like
nobody else is willing to carry
it's
it.
More big box excluded is really what it is, because it's like the big box stores didn't want it or didn't get it. I don't know. I guess it depends on how you look at it. I would be surprised if they didn't want it. But on the other hand, I mean, I don't know what it's like over there, but here in the States. You know, I went to Walmart yesterday, and there's literally like 10 deep per peg on a 4-foot section of movie deluxes, you know.
Not so much at my Toys R Us, but definitely my Smith's, which is a UK chain, is very heavy on the Wave 3 Dark of the Moon deluxes at the minute. But it's kind of a weird time anyway, you know. We're in a real lull for anything. There's not even any new Dark of the Moon stuff really coming out. And, it just seems like an odd time to launch something new whenever it feels like the movie is winding down. You know, I mean, it doesn't hugely surprise me that stores aren't jumping on Prime, you know.
Well, they just didn't sell. I mean, they didn't push the units. They don't have any room to put stuff out. I mean, you have a full four. I mean, they have so much space dedicated to that. You got a 4-foot section, and you can't put all of the boxes in the back room. Out on the floor, and you're going to buy more? No. You know. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean,
and most of the places that I've been to, they have a really small Transformers section. So, and I've also been looking to see if I, you know, find some Transformers Prime stuff. I haven't seen it here either, so.
Yeah.
Go figure.
So I don't know. Let's see. I don't care about third party. We're done with, I don't want to talk about those things. Signature Edition update. So let's talk about Transformers DVD Blu-ray stuff.
Oh, hey, there's the Dark of the Moon ad for the Blu-ray playing on the television just in front of me right now. What an amazing coincidence.
We're timely, like nothing else.
Right in the
well,
season.
Timely in the sense that it's only just coming out here in 2 weeks' time.
Aw. Well,
hey, get this right. I am furious. Because I was of the mistaken understanding, we haven't had it on DVD and Blu-ray here yet in the UK, and I was of the mistaken understanding that the version we were getting at the end of this month was a proper special edition with features and such, and that we had simply bypassed the vanilla release that had already come out in America, and that a special edition release was due in America for Christmas, and I'm totally just wrong. And it's just the vanilla release coming out here, and I don't want to buy it now.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Somewhere along the way there, I was in the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks, it's just been, I don't seem to know what is happening.
Well, what's up with that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, but that does seem, like, odd. It would seem like they would just, they would do, like you said, skip it and put out the good stuff. When they've got it, but...
It seems they're really going for an Avatar-style approach here with a vanilla one and then a special edition substantially further down the line.
Yeah.
I can wait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, let's see. We're getting a signature edition, which is going to be the trilogy set. There's only going to be 5,000 made. How many of those will be sitting on shelves? They're going to be autographed by Michael Bay, so...
Yes.
Premium price.
Get them while they're hot.
Oh, God, yes.
They will be sold through Amazon and some other U.S. retailers, probably...
those are going to sell, like...
Tuesday like, morning.
Oh, you joke.
Michael's. There is.
Michael's. Yeah. Yes. TJ Maxx.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Oh no, they will. I'm just kidding. No. There's definitely a market for these. These are gonna get snatched up. So no, I kid.
Sure.
But there's gonna be the three movies plus a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and it's gonna be out in December. So just in time for Christmas for that Uber collector, and no price tag that I noticed. So
it's gonna be big.
Later, they will announce that they're gonna have a fourth movie done by Michael Bay, and it'll make this pointless.
Well, right. I mean, this
that's
won't
how
be
cinema tends to work.
This will, yeah. I mean, limited to 5,000 units. That's not that many, and signed by Michael Bay. You know, somewhere he's in a room, like locked in there with like these 5,000 box sets, just going, "Damn, this thing has ruined my life. I'll never get away from Transformers."
He has people he can pay to do that.
Sign his name, I guess. So.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I guess it doesn't. It or says it has his signature.
Make a little stamp and boom, boom, or boom. Stamp. You're done. Yeah.
I don't know how. I mean, you know, autographed by Michael Bay. Is that really, you know?
He'll autograph like five. And then
what else?
Digital copy of his signature piece.
Yeah, really. That would be a ripoff, wouldn't it? If it was just like a photocopy of his signature, it'd be like.
That's almost certainly what it's going to be. They're just going to have a digital duplication of his signature mixed in.
That would be a rip. I would be.
It's like an autographed headshot of Michael Bay.
Yeah, now that might be easier.
What it should be awesome. Is the autograph on the shrink wrap on the outside.
Yes.
You can either have the autograph intact, or you could, like, play the movies at some point.
Yes.
Personally, I would go for option A.
Yeah.
I'm actually curious. Do we know anything about the content of this? I mean, is this just three vanilla discs, or...
It says plus behind the scenes. If I had to guess, it would be three vanilla discs plus a fourth disc of stuff.
Yeah, that's usually how that works with those sets.
Or is it the bonus content from the previous two films, or is this going to be the first release to have bonus content for Dark of the Moon?
That would be a real sticker, wouldn't it? They released the first...
Hell yeah.
You get two discs with the stuff, the third disc without the stuff, and then a fourth disc with the stuff from the first and the second disc.
Okay, work that out.
Okay, so I have a suggestion. Any of the fans out there listening to this, if you plan on getting it, go ahead and tell us, is the signature real and what are the extras?
Yeah, I totally, if someone gets this that listens to the show, I definitely want a full report. I mean, I would even interview you, you know, just to get that full report.
Send us an unboxing video.
Yes, that would be even better.
That would be great.
And I'm going to skip this last story. Okay, so Chris, tell us what you've been up to. Talk to us about StunnaCon job and stuff.
Well, it's a part of the Wiki Spotlight for this week already, isn't it?
It sort of is, but I want your take for like maybe something you didn't mention there, or maybe something in particular. Not the quick tidbit. Go check out the Wiki Spotlight.
Okay. Well, the StunnaCon job, the BotCon comic from this year that came out this week. And in the back, as bonus content, not available at the convention, only available in your comic book store, is the Allspark Almanac Addendum. Jim Sorensen and Bill Forster produced another 16 pages in the style of the Allspark Almanac books, covering the characters and events and everything from the BotCon comic. And, of course, that means it's full of all the hidden references and Easter eggs and Transformers references and references to other franchises that the previous two books have been full of. Amy's holding it up there. And, of course, I took it upon myself to, as with the previous two books, go through and translate all the alien text and catalog all the references that aren't hidden. There's not nearly, given there's only 16 pages long and there's really only two double page spreads that have hidden language or anything on them, it was not quite as mind destroying this time around, but there's some stuff that I did. I had to give myself a crash course in Elvish, for instance.
In Elvish? Like,
yeah, there's, oh my gosh. There's a,
like Tolkien Elvish?
Tolkien Elvish. It's, wow. There's two words written in Elvish, and I was like, I didn't even know, what is this? And my brother was like, that's Elvish.
Wow.
It's right beside Cheetor in the page Amy is holding up now. Nice. There's some Futurama alien languages in there as well, and I really had to search before I figured out that the third hidden language is from District 9.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I still haven't, there's one thing I still haven't figured out, which is there seems to be some kind of new coded language attached to the Minicon profiles that involves circles and parentheses in various combinations.
Hmm. So we have established by now that Jim Sorensen's basically just trolling you, right?
I think so. Yeah.
They do that at first just to be fun, realize you did this, and now they do it to torture you.
Yeah. I mean,
kind of their thing, right?
I just expect when I was doing the second almanac, I half expected to translate some passage of text and it'd just be like, "Hi, Chris," or something weird like that.
That would be awesome.
But no, I got name-checked in an entirely different way when they put my name on the badge of a gas station attendant in the second almanac.
Oh wow.
That was pretty awesome.
That's nice.
You know, they have included the obligatory "don't forget to drink your Ovaltine" messages in there in the books as well. So there are meta commentaries on the nature of Easter eggs in and of themselves. Some of the ones hidden in this are some of the very earliest Easter eggs from video games. Like, I mean, they're hidden in another language that you have to decode first before you can figure out what the reference is. Stuff like that.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Well, while we're speaking of it then, let's take a quick break and we'll go to yours and I, Wiki Spotlight. So we'll be right back.
Redundancy! Woo!
The TF Wiki Spotlight each week with Chris McFeely on Radio Free Cybertron.
Not a heck of a lot, JD. What's going on with you?
You know, doing the spotlight.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I better contribute to that then. Well, this week we're going to talk about something very timely. We're going to talk about the Stunticon Job, which was this year's BotCon comic, and which has just this very week, not 7 days ago from when we're recording this, but it will be about 7 days ago from when it actually goes out. The Stunticon Job was released by Diamond in comic stores across the world. So if you didn't go to BotCon or you didn't get it through other means, you can get it now. So this is your average comic summary page, you know, but there are a few little special things. Like, for instance, this comic was translated into a script reading at this year's BotCon. The script reading at BotCon wasn't an original story, though it has been in past years. It was an audio play version of this story with some extra scenes. So you got that going on in there. We got a summary of all the extra bits that aren't in the comic. You've got a huge cast list identifying all of the little cameos, most of whom you'll recognize if you read the Allspark Almanacs, but some of whom you won't, who are new. You've got all the usual notes, references, errors, and covers that you're going to get in any comics article as well. And I also picked the Stunticon Job this week because the Diamond Edition has as bonus content the Allspark Almanac Addendum. Another, I think it's about 16 pages of bonus content covering the characters, scenarios, places, and events that take place in the comic. And BotCon 2011 itself and all the toys and everything that went down there. And I bring that up specifically because as you're reading that, you can also read my annotations for it. I provided I created the annotated Allspark Almanac 1 and 2, covering all the hidden secret references, coded language, double meanings, and references to other franchises and references to Transformers that were contained in those books. And unsurprisingly, Sorensen and Forster have tried once again to bedevil me with the limited space that they have in the back of the Stunticon Job. And, of course, I have risen to the challenge and the annotations are up there and they'll be linked off the wiki article as well by the time that they are finalized. So go check that out. You can enjoy it on, like, three separate levels. So that's why the Stunticon Job is this week's TF Wiki Spotlight.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages. You You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Hey guys, it's Robin. It's Twitter Theater. Twitter Theater time. If you guys didn't see it this week, check out tfradio.net/video and you get to see. Sorry for seeming not so enthusiastic. I'm very tired. This would be the last week of our Thanksgiving Greatest of Twitter Theaters. And, you know, I've hinted about what the greatest one would be. And I think it's no doubt. It would be the very scary, 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 I Feel Like a Woman video. In which, no, it's not I Feel Like a Woman. Where'd that come from? But it's by the same singer. It's Still the One. That's it. Still the One. By Shania Twain. Being played while really bad drawings of Optimus and someone's fan character are loving on each other. Basically, it's a, I'm assuming a woman, giving loving love to Optimus Prime, whom she is apparently in love with. That's very disturbing. It's very creepy. I'm not responsible for your medical bills, by the way. And if you need to go get some help, that's all on you. You know, people like to say Michael Bay did things to their childhood. He didn't do nothing to your childhood, but give it more money. This person, used a whole bunch of tools to just get up in there and tear up that childhood of yours. And she did it out of love. You know, it's not my place to tell someone how to enjoy Transformers. Even if I don't do the same thing, you know. But you know what? In this place, I think it is. You're wrong, lady. You're wrong. You're not doing it right. Go outside. You know, I almost want to. It almost makes me mad enough to be like cursing. To be like, what the hell is wrong with you? Go outside. Get a life. But it's kind of best just kind of stand back, because this is the kind of person that thinks they're right and ends up, you know, massacring people with a hatchet. Or worse, they write a big message board post about how right they are and blah, 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 blah. And then you gotta argue, no, you're wrong, because and at the end of the day, everyone is sick. And someone's gonna come in, why is this thread still open? And it's like, what does it matter to you? You're not even in the thread. I hate that, don't you? Like, someone's not even in the message. They're not even in the conversation. They're going, why is this thread open? I still occasionally see it on this board. It's annoying to me. Message boards. Well, that's it for this week, and that's it for this Thanksgiving speciality. Tune in next week, see what Twitter Theater's got in store for you. Thanks for watching. Back to the gang.
Introducing the ultimate warrior. The G.I. Joe Super Trooper. There's only one way to get him. Send 4 Super Trooper certificates and a $1 handling charge. See details on specially marked packages for your Super Trooper. The ultimate warrior.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
And we're back. So let's get to it. Let's get to our topic. What we're gonna
Hey guys, just before we jump topic, I've just read something.
Okay.
I just read something that would almost qualify as news.
Okay.
There was just there's some discussion of the upcoming Last Stand of the Wreckers hardcover over on the Hub, the Transmasters UK forum, and there was just some discussion saying it would be nice if we could learn some more about what these extra pages are going to contain. And Nick Roach has just said, "New fiction." That's what some of the extras are. He says,
"New fiction."
So,
huh?
There's a thing. Yeah, there's going to be something new in Last Stand of the Wreckers hardcover.
Breaking news, like, as is...
It was about 5 hours ago.
Well, you know, breaking enough, and then this show's going to be on a few days later, so, you know. Anyway.
Don't worry, it's on a forum nobody reads. It'll never make it to an American message board.
How would we know about
Chris,
it?
Well, I saw it on Twitter earlier. Does that count?
I saw Trevor Hutchinson was finishing off the cover for the hardcover today as well.
Nice.
So I'm probably going to get that. I don't tend to double dip if I own something in individual issue format. I don't buy the graphic novel, even though Last Stand of the Wreckers did have some nice extras in it. But if all those extras from the individual issues and the paperback are going to be collected in the hardback with more new stuff, I think I'll get that.
Yep.
Yeah.
You should.
Absolutely.
So, Black Friday is coming up. You know, it's starting to be the beginning of the Transformers shopping season. What do you want? John, what do you want? Old, new, past, present, future? As he talks in silence.
Oh.
Because he forgets to unmute himself.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah, well, I don't want you to hear my, like, heavy, creepy breathing.
Oh, we love the heavy, creepy breathing.
I have no problem with people hearing mine.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, good. All right. Well, Chris has no problem with, like, Creeper Cam with the weird breathing. Okay, so what do I want for Christmas? Well, there are a couple of, like, third-party things that I would like to find under my tree. I won't talk about those in detail. But, you know, what I would like as far as, like, completely legal stuff, actually, this is kind of an interesting one. So Six Shot is something I never got as an adult. I had him as a kid. And he's been re-released at least once. But this is the year that I'm kind of dropping hints to the wifey that it would be rather nice to get a Six Shot as an adult where I can properly appreciate him. So that's kind of what I would like underneath the Christmas tree.
Sweet. Sounds
yeah.
Good. Amy, what are you looking for?
I would really like to have that nice Wreckers hardcover underneath my Christmas tree.
Sold. Christmas feeling.
Man, I don't know. I never think about Transformers for Christmas because I have, like, no means of convincing anybody to get them. You just, you know, I have no people. I have, like, one guy who could get me Transformers. And I don't have anything active in mind. I mean, I just bought myself an Encore Devastator, you know, I'm waiting for that to arrive. But I don't think I really have anything specific on the list right now, you know, because there's so little coming out, you know. I mean, if I could put some Prime toys on there, I would, but I don't know anybody who's going to be able to get any for me.
Maybe that's next Christmas.
Yeah.
As far as this country is concerned.
Yeah. Okay. XV? Yeah,
dull answer.
I just want some pants. A decent pair of pants.
All right. Sounds good. I want a Grand Maximus. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. Aim high.
Right. I know, right?
Yep. Santa hates you.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not even getting a deluxe Prime RC. So, you know, I might as well go for the stars.
Sad.
So, anyway.
Yeah, might.
Very unlikely. Really poor. A lot of bills. A lot of electric bills. Medical bills. Anyway. Okay. So that's it. RFC. There you go. Quick, fast, fun. So
straight
wish we could
point.
Have spent more time with Chris McFeely on this show. But yeah. We really appreciate you showing up and hanging out with us. That was really cool.
Especially giving us stuff about the addendum because I just got my issue today, so I haven't said anything about it yet.
So there you go.
Well, sure it'll be in the show notes, I'm sure. So the links are there, and you could go and read all the stuff.
Sweet. All right. Well, everybody, thanks so much. John, Amy, Chris, XV, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron.
Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.